We've arrested a local Ellicott City man who we believe was involved in three separate groping incidents in Howard County in the last year. The most recent occurred just a few days ago when he inappropriately touched a woman as she was walking into her apartment, and she happened to have a friend inside the apartment who was an off-duty police officer. When she screamed, he came running, and he was able to make an apprehension. And now that we've got him in custody, he's been charged with two additional cases.
So once you were able to find out about him, then it led your detectives to some other cases. Where were those?
Well, our detectives quickly recalled a similar case that had occurred at a Best Buy store in Columbia back in May. And they went back and took a look at some surveillance video and were able to match the description of the suspect with what they were seeing on the video, not only his personal description, but his vehicle as well. Then they went a little further back and recalled another similar case that occurred at the Columbia Mall where a woman was grabbed inappropriately in the parking lot. So he's been charged with all three of those cases.
Is there a concern that there might be some other potential victims out there right now?
We do think it's quite possible that there may be other victims, and we are really encouraging anyone who may have experienced something like this to call us. They should report that sort of thing to the police department anyway when it happens, but if they haven't reported it, we're asking them to do that now.
And as it stands right now, what charges is he facing?
He's facing multiple counts of second-degree assault and fourth-degree sex offense. And he was actually arrested three times over the course of 3 days as we continued to gather new information about each of these cases.
So you brought him in, arrested him once, and then when more and more information came in, he was arrested again and then again?
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.